USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Hurricane Delta made landfall at around 6 p.m. Central Time. Lake Charles, Louisiana Mayor Nick Hunter said tarps that were put up to protect buildings damaged 6 weeks ago by Hurricane Laura are now flying off. He told the Associated Press that tarps were being ripped away from rooftops and piles of unsecured debris from Laura are also being tossed about in Delta's high winds. The Category 2 hurricane had maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour when it made landfall near Creole, Louisiana. At last check, there were more than 300,000 people without power in Louisiana. More than 110,000 are in the dark in Texas. All positive at the close on Wall Street Friday. The Dow up 161 points. The NASDAQ up nearly 159 points. The S&P 500 up 30. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The second presidential debate has been officially canceled by the nonpartisan commission that organizes them. President Trump rejected plans from the Commission on Presidential Debates to turn the debate originally scheduled for Thursday into a virtual affair. He took a shot at the Commission and criticized the idea during his first on-camera interview with Fox News, which aired Friday night.
We've always had a problem with this commission. This commission's been ridiculous, frankly. But who wants to do a debate on a computer? I don't. Virtual debate. You gotta be there.
The commission signaled that the candidates made other plans. For his part, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden did a deal with ABC to do a town hall in Pennsylvania, which is a battleground state. The commission says it will now focus on the final debate scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville. Get your news on demand at any time. Go to usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now a look at one of the closely watched U.S. Senate races. USA Radio's Tim Burke has his eye on Arizona.
Three former astronauts have written an op-ed endorsing Republican Senator Martha McSally in her race against Democratic retired astronaut Mark Kelly in Arizona's closely watched Senate race. The Senate race in Arizona is one that everyone is keeping an eye on as Democrats hope to retake control of the Senate. If Kelly does win, the state would be represented by two Democratic senators and a state that was solidly red not that long ago. As far as why the big change is in Arizona, Chuck Coughlin is an Arizona political consultant.
Well, there's a reason Arizona is a battleground state. It's because we're changing, we're growing. But it's a mosaic of reasons. More progressives, it's Californians moving in. Remember what we have been. We're a major retirement community.
A California woman called 911 after she was not allowed into a pet store. She was not wearing a mask and claimed that she has a religious exemption and, quote, a God-given right that are protected under the Civil Rights Act. An employee of the Bones and Scones store in Palm Springs recorded the encounter and posted it to Facebook. The dispatcher can be heard telling the woman that there is a city ordinance mandating face coverings inside stores. News anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.